This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Watch what the House January 6th committee does today.
The panel's seven Democrats and two Republicans are expected today to recommend that the Justice Department consider criminal charges against former President Donald Trump and possibly associates and staff who helped him launch a campaign to try to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The criminal referral is symbolic for the most part, and the panel will dissolve on January 3rd with the new Republican-led House. The panel's conclusion? That Trump is to blame for the violent attack on the Capitol by his supporters. Donna Warder, Washington.
Should Elon Musk step down as head of Twitter? More than half of Twitter users who responded to that poll said yes. He's angered some as he put new rules into place after taking over at Twitter. Musk had said earlier he would abide by the poll results. Cold enough for you? It's going to be so cold across much of the nation leading up to the holidays. The forecasters are calling it life-threatening. The National Weather Service's Zach Taylor.
Below zero readings are likely and expected across the northern plains and portions of the upper Midwest. But even for locations down into the southeast, mid-Atlantic, temperatures dipping down into the single digits or teens. For low temperatures will be possible.
Explosive Russian drones targeted Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, this morning. Ukraine says it shot most of them down. The AP's Charles Ledesma.
The region's governor, Alexei Kuleba, posted on Telegram some infrastructure facilities were damaged, as well as private houses, and at least two people were injured. Kyiv mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, has added explosions were heard in two districts, but there were no immediate casualties reported.
They've been celebrating in Argentina after its soccer team beat France to win the World Cup. Gas is $3.14 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. The AP's Margie Zarletta takes us to the movies.
Avatar: The Way of Water easily won the box office in its debut weekend.
Let's get it done.
The eagerly awaited Avatar sequel made $134 million its first weekend, according to studio estimates. That's pretty big, enough to put it at number one, although it was estimated to bring in at least $150 million. Because of the high expectations, it did not have much competition in theaters. The number two movie this week made $5.4 million, and that was Black Panther: Wakanda Forever. Violent Night was third, followed by Strange World and The Menu. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Pope Francis has revealed in an interview published Sunday that shortly after being selected Pope in 2013, he wrote a resignation letter in case medical problems interfered with him carrying out his duties. Francis turned 86 on Saturday. He had surgery in 2021 to repair a bowel narrowing. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.